Black bag.
Silver shoes. Black bag. Black shoes. Silver bag.
Woohoo! You look great.
Thanks.
Have you considered black shoes and a black bag with actress?
Don't be ridiculous.
So, what kind of high-powered international soiree is Roland taking you to tonight?
His consulate is having a cocktail party for the Japanese trade minister. I've been practicing. Listen. Tegora nashin shawa naikana.
Hey, what's it mean?
Can you get me a deal on a Lexus?
Your fella's here. He just drove up in a limo about a block long. Boy, I bet them suckers go through brake pads like crazy.
Okay. I'm ready.
Now, what do I do when you introduce me, Dr. Douglas? Do I bow? Do I curtsy? What?
Laverne, he's not royalty. He's just a cultural attaché.
You can hold his cultural attaché case.
Harry, why don't you wait in the men's room? So, is my lipstick straight?
Oh, look how she's fussing. Ain't she cute?
Oh, my God, I'm cute.
Hey, you know what would be nice? If you tell me how to greet him in his native language, I'll make him feel right at home.
Gee, I don't know if you can handle it.
What is his native language?
English.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Pardon, I'm looking for Dr. Douglas.
Hi, baby.
Darling. You look beautiful.
So do you. Roland Powell, I'd like you to meet my partners in crime.
Don't tell me. This must be Laverne.
Why, yes, how did you know?
I had a strong hunch you weren't Harry. And you're every bit as lovely as Maxine described you.
Oh, he's a diplomat, all right.
Hey, Harry Weston, it's nice to meet you, sir.
My pleasure.
Now, listen, I want to ask you about this diplomatic immunity thing. Is it true you can hop in your limo, run somebody over, leave them in the middle of the street, and then go somewheres and double park?
We can't double park anymore.
So, what do you like most about Miami?
She's standing right here.
Might hang on to this one.
Oh, those kids are all over your limo.
Gosh, in 5 minutes, they'll be selling it for parts.
It's all right. Frederick is watching it.
In 4 minutes, they'll be selling Frederick for parts. We better go.
Hey, you two have fun.
So glad we've met you. Harry, I hope we can spend some time together. Maxine has told me so much about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, those colorful stories about your hometown of Hickory. Perhaps sometime we can break possum together.
Daddy, guess what I found?
How did you ever find it?
It was in the attic, behind some boxes, stuffed in a rolled-up carpet under that old sofa bed.
I know where it was. How did you ever find it?
Well, I was looking for my trumpet.
You'll never find that.
Remember this one, Daddy?
Yes.
But I haven't sung anything yet.
I remember them all.
It's Jimmy Crack Corn.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey, Westonian.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Sophia. How you doing?
Who cares? The important thing is we're here. Sit down. Can I get you some coffee?
Cool. A guitar. Every time I see a guitar, I think of my first girlfriend.
Oh, did she play the guitar?
No, she had a long, skinny neck and wore a G-string.
Hey, Carol, we're going to dog races. Want to come with us?
Oh, no, thank you, Sophia. I don't really care much for gambling.
Gambling? Betting on the dogs isn't gambling.
It isn't?
Nah, with gambling, you have a chance of winning.
Wait, I know one about a racetrack. Cap Town Lady sings this song. Da-da-da. Cap Town races 5 miles long.
Oh, don't do that. Listen, Carol, why don't you go out? I mean, it'd be good for you, and I can watch Scotty.
I don't really want to spend the money, Daddy.
It's on me. My treat. There you go. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
Will you put my guitar away?
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Okay, we're off and running.
Here comes the bunny.
Hi, Harry. Sorry to bother you so late.
No. No bother. I was just watching Beavis and Butthead. Anyway, come on in. Come.
I've got a little dilemma I need to discuss with you.
Okay, go on.
Sit down here.
What's the problem?
Well, Roland's assignment here is finished. They're sending him home.
I'm sorry, Dion. How much are you going to miss him?
That's the dilemma. I have to decide whether I'm going to miss him or miss you.
I don't understand.
He wants me to go with him, Harry. He's asked me to marry him.
Marry him?
That's what I said.
This is so sudden.
My words exactly.
I don't know what to say.
Were you listening at the door? Harry, he's the first thing I think about when I wake up. Lately, he's the first thing I see when I wake up.
Do you love him?
Well, he's brilliant and gorgeous, and he's sensitive and kind, and he's a hell of a dancer. So what do you think? Do I love him?
I don't know about you, but I think I do. And I'm telling you, she's considering leaving us.
No, she ain't.
Would you mind telling me what makes you so sure?
Because I got the same feeling about Dr. Douglas as I had about Ross Perot. Neither one of them's going nowhere.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
It ain't an opinion, it's a fact.
No, Laverne, it's an opinion. It's what you think. It's what you believe.
It's what's going to happen.
I give up.
I knew that, too.
Just for the record, I hope you're right. I'd really hate to see her go.
Then you should tell her that.
No. I don't want her to make the decision to stay because it's what I want. She's got to make it on her own. This is one time I keep my opinion to myself.
Good luck, Doctor. You're like an open book. She take one look in your eyes, she know exactly what you're thinking. Morning, Doctor.
Morning.
Morning, Maxine.
Harry, been wrestling with this thing all night. What do you think I should do?
Well, I think you should do what you really want to do.
How can I leave this place? I have a responsibility here.
Well, Maxine, I mean, no one's indispensable.
There's a real vote of confidence.
What I mean is you're not the only doctor in Miami.
What is the matter with you?
Nothing. All I'm saying is that you can be replaced.
Hey, well, don't be so quick to paint over my parking space. I'm not gone yet.
Well, good.
Then you don't want me to go.
I didn't say that.
Then you do want me to go.
I didn't say that either.
Then what the hell are you saying? And why won't you look at me? Oh, so that's what you think.
What?
Well, this decision is tough enough without you begging me to stay. But do me a favor. In the future, keep your opinions to yourself.
Couldn't keep your mouth shut, huh?
Are you busy?
No, not at all.
Good. Will you marry me?
I'm thinking about it.
While you're thinking, let's have lunch. Are you free?
As a bird.
Bring it in, Frederick.
Roland, you're too much.
I had it specially prepared by the best restaurant in the neighborhood.
The best restaurant in this neighborhood is Arnie's Wiener Wagon.
Voila.
What a great idea. I haven't had one of these in ages. You are always doing such great things.
Marry me and they will never stop.
I wish it were that simple. You're asking me to take on a whole new way of life.
I'll make it as easy as possible. I'll have Arnie's chili dogs flown in every week.
You make it very tempting.
I'm trying my best. I want you with me, Maxine.
She ain't going to marry him, no way. No, sir.
Would you stop that? Listen up, everybody. I just said yes. We're getting married.
Well, congratulations. That is wonderful. And let me be the first. That ain't never going to happen.
Walked in.
Daddy, I have some terrific news. I found a foolproof way to make money. The dog races.
The dog races?
Daddy, last night was a revelation. I never knew it could be so easy to make money. There was this dog running in the second race. I think it was a greyhound.
They're all greyhounds.
The point is, I'm going back there and make a killing now that I know I have the touch.
Carol, there is no touch.
I beg to differ. It is obvious that I have some special hitherto untapped talent for communing with canines. An uncanny connection with my animal friends. Dreyfus, what do you want?
You have to go out.
Oh. Anyway, as soon as Charlie gets here, I'm going back to the track.
Carol, I'm not giving you any more money.
Daddy, I don't need your money. I have resources of my own. Close to $400.
Where did you get $400?
From my catering business.
Oh, you got the Anderson wedding.
No, I sold my stove. That reminds me. Home, home on the range. Here at the antelope.
After my residency, I did a stint with the Peace Corps. Then I spent 3 years as assistant director of neighborhood clinics for the city of Chicago. I also co-wrote a textbook on community medicine.
Well, that's very impressive. I'm sure you'll be hearing from us. Thank you so much, Dr. Baxter.
Well, thank you both.
Well, she's obviously all wrong.
Wrong? Did you hear her qualifications? She's got everything but the Nobel Prize.
Exactly. She's overqualified.
This one's overqualified, the other one was underqualified, and what about the one before that? What was wrong with him?
He was from Sri Lanka.
So what? He had terrific credentials.
Sure, but do you want to go around all day saying, hello, Dr. Sarababa Vavan?
So I'll call him by his first name.
Lababava Vavita? Anyway, what's the panic? I said I wouldn't leave until we found a replacement.
I think that's exactly what's at the bottom of this.
What's at the bottom of what?
I think having second thoughts about leaving. Maybe you're starting to realize you don't really know Roland all that well.
I know everything about him I need to know.
Really? When's his birthday?
January 12th, 1939.
Okay, so you know his birthday. What do his parents do?
Mother's a judge, father's a nuclear physicist. Three brothers, one sister. One's a corporate attorney specializing.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, so you know more about him than I thought.
Well, maybe that'll teach you to stay out of my business.
Fine, you got it.
Hi, Roland. Hey, baby. When's your birthday?
Don't forget to leave room for the Boston cream pie.
All right, Carol, come on. Why are you treating me like this?
Like what?
You're after something. You made my favorite dinner. You washed my car. You haven't sung all night.
Well, Daddy, I just wanted to tell you how I did at the track.
Carol, you didn't have to butter me up. I mean, you learned your lesson to track, and that's enough.
Hey, Carol, did you tell your dad about the $1,800?
You lost $1,800?
No, I won it!
You should have seen her, Harry. It's like she could read those mutts' minds. Hey, you don't have any greyhound blood in your family, do you?
Yes, Charlie, we have an uncle who's a bus. Carol, if you didn't lose, why the royal treatment?
What more reason do I need than that you are the most wonderful daddy in all of daddydom?
Carol, every time you go to daddydom, you want something.
Okay, Daddy, I've got a business proposition. You see, with your bankroll and my touch, the sky's the limit.
Carol, I don't want to get involved in this scheme, and neither should you. If you keep betting, you're just going to end up losing it all.
Your father's right. Put your money into something sensible.
Like what?
A brown purse goes with everything.
Well, that was a delicious meal.
Thank you. The cook has been with our family since the Revolution. Came to us direct from the Emperor's palace.
Your cook was the Emperor's chef?
Our cook was the Emperor.
Oh, you're kidding me. Frederick, are you making a joke?
Mr. Powell would never do that, ma'am.
Frederick, we'll have our coffee now.
Yes, sir.
I'll get it.
I'll pour the coffee, ma'am.
It's okay. You're busy.
Maxine, sit down.
What?
Sit down.
Is something wrong?
Yes. I asked Frederick to get the coffee.
What's the big deal? I wanted coffee. I went for coffee.
That's Frederick's job. He's a servant.
Well, I guess I'm just not comfortable with the idea of people serving other people. I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is.
Maxine, you must understand, in my country, roles are very well defined. Master, servant, parent, child.
Wait, master? Are we talking another country or another century?
Oh, I know that word has connotations here.
Oh, it has more than connotations.
Maxine, you're a very spirited woman. But when we get to my country, you must learn to temper your opinion.
Why? Because I'm a woman?
No, because you're my woman.
Oh, you better run that by me again.
I mean, because you're going to be the wife of a diplomat.
And you're going to be the husband of a doctor. I can't believe this is happening.
Nothing is happening. Maxine, sweetheart, we're bound to have a few little differences.
These are more than little differences. These are... Oh, how shall I put this? Roland, have you ever seen the Grand Canyon?
Maxine, when you've spent some time in my country, you'll see what I'm trying to say.
Roland, I'm not going with you.
I thought you loved me.
I do love you. That's the hell of it. You're handsome and you're smart and you're a great lover. Even like hot dogs. So why'd you have to turn out to be such a jerk?
Well, my $1,800 is gone.
You lost it all?
No, I invested it. Bring it in, Charlie.
Isn't he beautiful, Harry?
I'm going to make a fortune, Daddy. I've already entered him in a race next week.
Carol, you don't know anything about this dog.
I know talent. Watch this. Go, Zephyr! Run like the wind!
Whoa, Carol, maybe you've got something here. Whoa, is he really fast?
He's incredible.
Whoa, look at him go! Look at him run! Look at him jump! Hey, oh, over the fence! Oh, my God, he's gone!
Zephyr!
May I come in?
What are you doing here so late?
Well, you aren't home. I checked all the bridges and toll buildings, so I figured you were here.
So you know what happened?
Yeah, Roland called looking for you. He told me everything. He wants me to try to talk you into going back with him.
And?
He's a jerk.
You've been listening at the door again, now. You called it, Harry. How'd you get to be so smart?
Calling an unlucky guess. You gonna be all right?
Me? Sure. There's one thing I can do, it's take care of myself.
You want me to hang around for a while?
Nah, going home. I can cry by myself, too.
I love you, kiddo.
See, I told you she wasn't going nowhere. Dreyfus, I'm going to sing for you now. Won't that be nice? Good old, dependable, reliable, loyal Dreyfy. That ought to keep you loyal. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.